The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
At a brick kiln in the Nepali town of Lalitpur, laborers have started working in the dust-heavy environment from early morning to eke out their daily wages. 43-year-old laborer Shaligram Pun is one of the workers there who says they have little confidence in the outcome of the elections that have just taken place in Nepal.
I have no hope from the government. Previously, I had placed my hope on the leaders, but they all turned out to be bloody thieves.
For decades, the small Himalayan nation, ensconced between China and India, has been riven by political instability, with 32 changes in government since 1990, leaving its largely agrarian economy hamstrung and forcing millions to seek work abroad. The ballot, therefore, has been seen as a test of the country's political stability, 6 months after youth-led protests forced the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli from office. In the race are the old guard, including the centrist Nepali Congress and the Communist Party of Nepal, which have dominated national politics for decades. But most analysts say the centrist Rashtriya Swatantra Party is at the forefront, which is led by rapper-turned-politician Balendra Shaw. The former mayor of the capital city, Kathmandu, emerged as the face of September protests and is going head-to-head against the UML's K.P. Sharma Oli, a four-time premier who quit following the killings of the demonstrators. Young voter Yujan Rajbandari has told SBS Nepali, everyone hopes that things will get better.
The youth wants employment in the country. Youth wants, you know, good governance, service-based delivery. They don't want to, you know, give bribe to someone for anything. When I say bribe, it's not just about, you know, exchange of money. It's up to the policy level. There are lots of corruption based on policy. So youth wants the corruption, you know, the nation to be free of corruption, good governance.
Nearly 19 million of Nepal's 30 million people have been eligible to vote in these elections to pick a 275-member legislature, of which 165 candidates are directly elected and 110 selected via proportional representation. Around 1 million of Nepal's voters, most of them youth, were added after last year's protests, which has amplified calls for overhauling Nepal's political system and reforming the economy to create formal jobs with better wages. 26-year-old Kathmandu resident Kalapana Saud says it was time for young people to have their say.
For the past generations of our fathers and grandfathers, these old politicians have always controlled power, but they have always failed us by giving us big talks but not fulfilling them, which has continued. But Balendra Shah is different from all that. He doesn't speak a lot, but we are confident he will work for us.
Susie Jianjoju is a student and first-time voter and has expressed similar sentiments.
The kind of change we want in Nepal, especially the young generation, are very much sure. We are very much against corruption. We are very much for us, for the people, the working class. So yeah, that pretty much sums up what we want.
But while most of the focus and conversations have centered around the young voters whose disenchantment with the old guard is likely to usher in a young leadership and hope for sweeping changes, may say that youth alone cannot complete the picture. Kiran Bhattacharya is a 54-year-old temple priest.
I feel Gen Z alone cannot build Nepal. They need to seek help from the older generation to build the country together. This is what I hope.
Still, Bhojraj Pokharet, an independent analyst who is also Nepal's former chief election commissioner, says the shift to young people is historic.
This election, all the political parties, whether they are old or new, they have more focused on the youth. That's a great shift in our electoral history.
Full nationwide tallies from the election could take several days to be produced, and a clear result remains unknown. Even then, negotiations to form a government may drag on if, as many analysts predict, no single party secures an outright majority. Miraj Dungana is one of the leading voices of the Gen Z movement and has told SBS Nepali it is everyone's hope that the election results in a stable government.
I think I hope the election gives us a stable government. You know, some party, it doesn't matter which, I hope they get the majority in the elections. They make their own government. They don't have to make a coalition and make a government. And I hope the government lasts for the complete 5 years. And that government, in turn, gives us good governance.
But no matter what the result is, the importance of the vote has not escaped this voter, Sanjia Shrestha. Sanjia walked to the polling station despite being visually impaired.
Because each of our votes matter.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go!